five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire, fighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll drop in at the home of Tim Collins and learn Tim's decision on a question that can affect his career in the fire department for years to come. But first, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, where, you remember, just a moment ago, the young fireman found a riot in progress as Jimmy and Trudy, his brother and sister, rehearsed an important scene of their fire prevention play. As Tim entered the front door, he heard sounds of that.
Hey, it's me, everybody. I'm home.
Oh, good grief, what's going on in there?
Hey, Trudy! Jimmy!
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, take that.
No, you don't.
Hey. You arsoneer. Ouch.
Ouch yourself. Don't hit so
hard. Hey, what goes on?
I'll beat your ears down.
No, you don't. Break it up. Cut it out. Cut it.
Oh, over the lamp. But Jimmy knocked over the lamp again.
Oh, golly. It's all right, though. It didn't break anymore.
What's the matter here? Jimmy, Trudy, I'm ashamed of you two.
Oh, hello, Tim. Did you see our play?
Just like the radio, Tim.
Your play? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, Tim, our prevention play.
For the firefighters' brigade.
Oh, good grief. I thought it was a riot. I almost tapped in a call for the rescue squad to get me out of here.
Oh, see, Jimmy, he thought it was real. Oh, won't the brigade just love it?
Let's do the big fight scene again, Trudy.
All the way through so Tim can see how it starts. Now watch, Tim.
Hey, the rescue squad. Oh, I wonder.
Huh? What'd you say, Tim?
Kids, where's Mom? I've got to talk to her.
Well, Mommy's out in the kitchen, I guess.
Oh, I'll see you later. Hey, Mom, I've got to talk to you.
Now, what do you suppose he's going to talk to Mom about all of a sudden?
Jimmy and Trudy can't figure it out. But they don't know that Tim has a problem on his mind. As he explains to his mother in the kitchen.
I want you to help me figure it out, Mom. What I decide might make a big difference.
I see, Tim. Hand me that big colander.
Oh, sure, Mom. This thing?
That thing. Now, help me shell the peas, but you're not to eat any. Drop them all in the colander.
Yes, sir. You see, Chief Cody says I'm in line for promotion, and there are two lieutenancies open. Where do I put the pods?
There on the newspaper.
Oh. Chief Cody says I'm eligible. I can take my promotion in either a ladder or an engine company.
You're young, Tim. So very young to command a company.
Oh, it isn't that, Mom. Good grief, Dad wasn't much more than my age when he got his first big promotion.
Well, that's true, dear, but well, you have so much time ahead of you.
That's it, Mom. So much time ahead of me and so much to learn. So I was thinking...
Timothy Collins.
Huh? Yes, ma'am.
Tim, I don't mind your thinking, but don't eat those peas to help you think.
Oh.
Now drop them into the colander. You'll have no peas for supper, nor will anybody else either.
Oh, yeah, sure, Mom.
Well, that's better. Now, you were thinking?
I dropped a pea. Suppose, instead of going up for promotion so soon, suppose I put in for a transfer to another division in the department.
So you can get a little more experience? Well, what does Chief Cody say?
Oh, he's willing, Mom.
But where would you go, Tim? You've served on the ladders in your engine company. What would it be? Searchlight? Salvage company?
A rescue squad.
Oh, glory.
Yeah, I just thought of it, Mom. When I found Jimmy and Trudy staging a riot, and I said something about rescue squad, and it just popped out, but then I knew. That's what I want.
But, Tim, on the rescue squad, you have to be a jack of all trades and master of everything.
Well, where else could I learn so much? If I'm going to follow in Dad's footsteps,
why... That's true, dear. Your father knew every job in the fire department, backwards and forwards.
Well, what do you think, Mom? What's your advice?
Tim, if Chief Cody will recommend your transfer to the rescue squad, mm-hmm. and that's what you want, I want it too.
Yo, I was afraid you'd think it was dangerous.
Be careful, Tim.
I'll take care of myself, Mom.
I know, but I mean, be careful with those peas. Oh, here, you're spilling them. Give me that colander.
After talking it over with his mother, Tim is ready to make his formal request to Chief Cody for transfer from Engine Company 209 to the rescue squad. But next day, when he reports to the chief in his office after duty, Tim finds Chief Cody strangely reluctant to approve his transfer.
Yes, Collins, I know. I said a transfer can be arranged, but the rescue squad...
Well, Chief Cody, if I misunderstood...
No, you didn't misunderstand me, boy. I did say you could be transferred to any division of the fire department that you might choose. I said it, and I'll stand by what I said.
Well, sir, I talked it over with Mom, just as you suggested,
cool,
and I...
Oh, good. Your mother knows the department inside out. What'd she say?
Well, I'm right in choosing the rescue squad, if it's all the same to you.
Oh, great billows of smoke.
Sir?
Oh, nothing. Just that I was hoping she'd steer you towards something else. Something she and I both had in mind... Oh, excuse me a minute.
Oh, of course, Chief.
Expecting some people. I'll find out if they're here yet. Mm. Shove that phone across my desk, will you?
Oh. Here, Chief.
Thank you. Glover, are those people here yet? Huh? Oh, well, give me a buzz as soon as they get here, will you? Yeah, it should be any minute now. Right.
Oh, you're busy, Chief. I'd better come in some other time.
No, Collins. I want you here when these people come in.
Oh, somebody from out of town, Chief?
No, you know them. But while we're waiting... Now, you understand what's involved if you join the rescue squad?
Yes, sir. I know that... My job would be to save life, sir, as well as to fight special fires that no other company in the whole department is prepared to handle.
Right. And your duty might take you anywhere, Collins. From the topmost tip of the highest building in the city down into the tube of the new tunnel they're pushing under the river.
Well, that's for me, Chief.
Well, I don't blame you, son. If they'd accept an old man like me hanged if I wouldn't like to... Yeah, great blistering blazes. Right now, I want you for something else. Oh... There they are now.
Shall I open the door, sir?
Yeah, go ahead, Collins. Tell them to come right in.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Timmy. What are you doing here?
Hiya, Sam.
Rudy, Jimmy. Mom! Hey, what goes on?
Come in, all you Collinses.
Hey, good grief.
Shut the door, son.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Collins, you sit right here. This used to be your husband's desk when he was chief. You take charge of this meeting.
Well, thank you, Pop Cody.
Your boy and I have been having a discussion, Mrs. Collins.
About his transfer?
Yes, I'm afraid I've been putting him off. The young rascal insists on his right to a transfer, but, well, I've refused to say yes or no until we settle this business of yours.
Well, golly, Chief, we don't want to hold up Timmy's plans.
Now, Jimmy, you and Trudy have held up everybody else's plans. In fact, you've tied them up in a knot.
So I understand.
Oh, my goodness, Chief Cody, we're only trying to do what's best for the firefighters' brigade and Miss Greville and Northside School and...
And the fire department and everybody else in town. Yes, dear. And the result is that everything is at a standstill.
Mom, Chief Cody, if I'm mixed up in this, whatever it is, couldn't somebody tell me something?
It's a question of fire prevention, son. You know how the Bureau of Fire Prevention cooperates with the Firefighters Brigade out at Northside School?
Oh, yes, Chief. The Bureau is getting to be a section of the brigade, or maybe the other way around.
And you've heard Jimmy and Trudy talk about that play of theirs, Tim.
The one they've been rehearsing for days with the big fight in it?
Oh, that's only the part about where the arsoneer...
Arsonist. Where the arsonist tries to burn down the factory, but...
Then there's a pageant, too, that Miss Greville wrote.
And the part where we go back and show where the whole city almost burned up, like Chief Cody told us when he was only a kid like us about 1,000 years ago.
Here, who said it was 1,000 years ago?
Oh, you know what I mean. It's all in the play.
Yes, it's all in the play, and there's so much in that play, Tim, that there'll be no play at all. Unless we straighten things out.
Well, there's got to be a play, Mom.
Oh, my goodness, all the whole school is expecting it for assembly.
And all the guests have said they'd come, even the mayor.
But you've invited them for a week from today, and everything is at sixes and sevens. You'll never be ready in time.
Well, if you're not, Jimmy and Trudy, it's going to be a black eye for the firefighters' brigade.
Golly, I never thought of that.
Oh, dear.
That's not all, Chief. If that play blows up, it's going to be a black eye for Northside School and for the fire department. After all the help the department has given the firefighters' brigade, if... That's the best they can do.
Well, that's just it, Tim. Now, there's time left, just barely, to put on a real fire prevention play if somebody would only step in and help.
Well, Mrs. Collins, I thought I had just the man to step in and put this thing across. A man who could work right along with the brigade.
Well, that's all we need, Bob. Someone to represent the Bureau of Fire Prevention.
But hang it, Mrs. Collins, the man I once slipped through our fingers.
Oh, but can't you talk to him, Chief? Make him see how important this is?
I tried to, son. I tried to persuade him to... Take a tour of special duty with the Bureau of Fire Prevention.
Did you tell him that, Bobby, in so many words?
No, I hoped he'd think of it himself. But this stubborn young rascal, all he can think of is getting a transfer to the rescue squad.
Well, there must be some way to talk him around, Chief Cody. Now, look, if you... Hey, you're talking about me.
Now, Tim Collins has more of a problem than ever. Because more than anything else, he wants to join the rescue squad. But When Chief Cody needs him for a special duty to help the firefighters' brigade make a success instead of an embarrassing failure of their fire prevention play, will Tim refuse to help? For his decision, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with another of those tips about how to fight fires. You know, of course, that a fireman's first duty is to save life. After that, he saves property. You hear about damage done by smoke and water. But remember, every move the fireman makes is planned to knock down the fire fast, with as little damage as possible to valuable property. So remember, when a fireman breaks a window to ventilate a fire or admit a hose stream, he figures a window costs less than a new house. Well, that's all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire fighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.